weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Awesome.
So brought good. To you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right. We've got a super little special here. Old mate Paddy Gower's back in the studio. How's it going, mate? Kia ora. Welcome.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not fucking bullshitting you guys. This is an honour to be here because, no, this is...
We accept
Johnny,
bullshit,
you're though. Laughing.
Bullshit
you're laughing. But seriously, this is the most sophisticated discussion about weed in New Zealand. Do you know what I mean? That's why I've made a big effort to get in here. Mm. I was gutted, you know, the last time I was on, I had to be by phone, but this is... where you have the best discussions, you've got the best listeners, no bullshit, it's good.
There you go, Gus. Text in 5395 and tell Paddy he's great too.
Yeah. Well, text in with some questions.
Actually got one right off the bat here. If the weed gets the vote, how long after will it be legal?
Yeah, well, it's going to take a little while, right? Because it's not actually binding. You know, there's a law in paper, but if it came in, you'd basically need Labor or Labor and the Greens to be in, then they'd have to introduce it to Parliament, then it would go through the select committee and have all the debate and everything. So I think it would take, you know, about a year, you know? Yeah, maybe longer, depending on how much debate they have on it, you know? So the answer to that question is, if Labor and the Greens get in and the vote is yes, I reckon it would take about a year.
Yep.
I also think, you know, I know that if National and ACT get in, they'll vote it out, right? So you need a yes vote and you need Labor and the Greens, and then they'll bring it in, and I think it would take about a year from there.
And for all the people concerned...
But you can still use weed in that year.
Yeah.
Who are we talking here? You know, it's not like he or she has to wait until then.
No, okay.
Yeah. It's all good.
And so the bill it'll be open for submissions during this time. So if anyone has any concerns about what is going before Parliament, you will be able to submit on it and say, hey, what about this bit? This is a bit crap.
And it can be amended going forward.
So like, you know, something that I looked at in part three of On Weed was the THC level of 15%, which is suggested at the moment. You know, for instance, if it got in, I reckon that would need to be pushed up to around about 25 in my view, right? So that's something positive that could happen there. Also, you would have all of those opponents coming in and getting things that they wanted in there as well, like, you know, where do the shops go? You know what I mean? What are the rules around that? You know, what kind of happens there? So ultimately, to your listener there, it would take about a year, and I reckon there would be quite a shit fight as they got there in terms of what we got to. But my personal view, and this is what I said in Weed 3, is that law that they've got on paper is actually a pretty well thought out starting position.
Chris said it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's looked at a lot around the globe, and he said it's really, really good.
Yeah,
especially for small growers and boutique situations, you know. There's not going to be no Coca-Cola weed company coming.
That's right. And that's one thing that's been missing that you've picked up on in this debate. Like, all around the world, you know, I've been Colorado, Canada, all that, had a look myself. This law blocks big cannabis. So we haven't even had a big cannabis discussion here because the way they've got it, you know, you can't own a shop and own a growing company, right? You know, you can't have, you know, what's called, it's a fancy word to be using in marijuana hour, but you can't have vertical integration, right? And you can't have a foreign company coming here. So one of these big companies couldn't come in and buy out everything,
which
right?
is likely to be big tobacco, to be honest.
Even if it wasn't one of those, even if it was just an international company, that would suck for New Zealand.
Yeah, totally.
But this is set up in a way that they're blocked, so we're not actually needing to have the big cannabis debate, which is great, you know, because the law's there. But you know, a lot of this I don't think is getting through. You know, I think Kiwis are really we're behind what's sort of happening in other places in terms of the debate, but that's what's happening.
How do you feel the general mood is at the moment? Because I think last year when you were in here, the mood was definitely in favour of change. You know, we're looking abroad, looking at the world, seeing what's happening. Everyone was sort of, I felt, pro-legalisation, but suddenly in the last 3 or 4 months, whether it's COVID-related or, you know, the mood has kind of shifted towards more conservative kind of feeling.
People seem to be flipping that way. I mean, that's certainly what I'm feeling, you know, and like, you know, even doing
Is it just the media and the headlines in the media?
Yeah, but I think it's out there as well. I think people are opting for caution. You know what I mean?
Change is scary.
Yeah,
scary.
Yeah, and
scary time to change anything right now. Everyone's freaking out, but fuck, looking forward, it's the most righteous thing we can do for the country in so many ways.
Yeah, but I think, you know, we are going to that baby boomer kind of take no risk sort of thing, and that worries me. I mean, looking at the poll that Tove O'Brien did on NewsHub the other night, you know, no is ahead, but there's still about 13% undecided. Like, if they all came on to yes, it would be pretty much even, you know. And but it just feels like no is cashing in right now, and that sucks, you know. But
fear is powerful.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Yeah.
Now, recapping on Weed 3.
Yes.
What was the experience like of making that documentary, and how do you think that has sort of sat with the public in New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, it was... I think it was frustrating because we couldn't get overseas again because of COVID. Like, we had the old, you know, I could look at my app and see that we were going to go to Uruguay and Canada and have a look, you know, and then, of course, bang, in March, you know, COVID-19 hit.
Uruguay's done all of them, eh? Uruguay, gone all in pretty much.
Yeah, no, they've got this real... It's quite an interesting system. So you go to the pharmacy, right? Mm. And you get it from the pharmacy with your finger. And they've got two types of weed. Not with your finger. No, like a finger scan, right? But they've only got two types of weed called alpha and beta. And you know, they and you get those from the pharmacy, and they're both pretty weak. So that's one system, a pretty restricted system. And then, you know, what people see in Canada and the US, which is just all in.
Oh, no, I guess what I meant about Uruguay is, or is it Portugal, where they've actually...
Portugal's all in.
Yeah, Portugal's a lot of stuff,
yeah,
right?
the whole lot's decriminalised, right? That's their model, which, you know, I mean...
I'm already looking ahead to psilocybin in New Zealand.
Well, bro, to be honest, I mean, I'm already looking ahead as well, because I think... you know, and in a few years' time, you'll come back and go, you know, fucking Paddy Gow came in and said that in marijuana media. Mm. But I reckon P will go that way in 10 to 20 years. That is so embedded in New Zealand now that we'll come in 5, 10, 20 years to be having a serious decriminalisation discussion about that. And I know that'll be freaking some people out. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, that thing is heading for a health problem, where it is intergenerational, we won't be able to get it out of New Zealand society, and we're going to have to look at actually making it kind of...
Looking after the people.
Yeah, looking after the people. Yeah. And I know that sounds far out, and if I was down at ZB with Hosking or something, you know, he'd go apoplectic or have you... You know, I don't even know the word, but... Yeah, skits. Yeah, you can't say that.
People are going to look for stuff to get high on.
Yeah.
If you give them options... which are less likely for them to become addicted to, or less likely to abuse, you know, such as weed or some of the
bungee jumping
psychedelics. You know, people would rather recreationally do that every once in a while without having that need or becoming physically or so mentally addicted to the substance.
And, you know, I mean, I hate to divert from what we're talking about, but, you know, if you look at the amount of MDMA that is available in this country right now, right throughout the age groups, right throughout, you know, whether you're in Invercargill, Auckland or whatever, you know, you've got people kind of, you know, quite regularly and quite easily getting high, you know, right now on MDMA. And there's not really an open discussion in New Zealand about, you know, how much of that's going around, you know.
Ever been to Laneway?
Yeah, or, you know.
Have you been to Laneway? Have you seen the crowd?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a strong text. I'm a boomer. That's my boomer voice.
Yeah, great. Right.
Most boomers smoke weed, wake up and vote for legalization. Full fucking stop.
Well, you know, the thing about boomers, you know, and...
They get a hard rap, man.
Well, actually, well, you're going to stick up for them, are you?
Well, that boomer I am.
Yeah, yeah. No, but there's a whole lot of people out there, and they are going to vote no, but they have smoked a shitload of weed in their own life. They're probably going to smoke more weed. Mm. They probably use MDMA. They probably snort coke. They've done a lot of drugs in their lifetime, and then they go, oh, no, I'm going to vote no because I'm kind of worried about
the children
and that kind of thing. That is a very hypocritical position, because actually, you know, if you're a white boomer, right, and you do that, you know, you are letting down, and this is the simple fact, the stats back this up, you are letting down the Māori youth who is getting arrested and getting his life fucked up because he's got a little bit of weed. a white boomer is never, ever going to get fucking busted for weed.
Right.
Simple. It is just actually, you could go to the Auckland District Court and you could stand there for fucking 10 years and no white boomer would ever come in for possession.
That is a fact, right?
They just would never come in. And if they did, they'd get off, right? And that is just a simple fact. But you go to the Gizzy District Court and you sit there and you see how many Māori guys come in there and you'll be busy every day. Mm-hmm. Facts that, you know, like I'm not talking shit here. So the upshot is for all those boomers out there that vote no because they want to just say, hey, to their kids, hey, it's illegal, don't do it, you know, because it sort of makes their life easier. That is actually deeply hypocritical way to vote, in my view.
We had Nandor on the show last night and he was saying, you know, it's not big growers, it's not huge organized crime syndicates, it's people on the East Coast that have a couple of plants in the backyard and it gives them an extra couple of $100 to fix the car.
That's right.
Or, you know, like replace something around the house or buy the kids, you know, lunch or something like that. It's
And I think, you know, that's what we'd find if we do legalize. I'm a big believer, actually, you would take a lot off the gangs, but they're not huge, right? Mm. You know, most growers, you know, and will deal to people they know and a wide circle of people. It would be great because we would take something off the gangs. That's good. But you bang on the money. Ultimately, you know, what I've seen, you know, to weeds 1, 2, and 3 is
the weed
Skyline Garage in Frankton, in Glen Eden, in Upper Hutt, you know, 4 to 6 plants, dealing to their friends, a lot along the lines of, and I said this to Duncan Garner and he's cracked up laughing, but I was actually right. Mm. I said, it's like white bait or firewood, right? You know, it's just this little bit of extra income for cats.
It's just trade.
Yeah, it's trade.
Yeah.
And you know
but
what?
That's how embedded it is in our culture.
It's embedded. It's like white bait or firewood. No one pays tax on them. They deal it to their friends.
Yeah, good point.
And it's entrenched there. And I think under legalisation, that's what we'd see happen. I mean, I think you could see the gangs wiped out and people would go to their weed stores, but you would still have a whole grey market of non-taxed weed just getting grown and out the back of people's places, you know, 4 plants or whatever, 4 big plants. And I think you'd see a lot of that and, you know, that'd be the Kiwi way.
Hey, now, Paddy, let's talk about this next sort of step of visual enterprises that you're in now. you've done the On Weeds. What's this next one? This is a bit more serious, this one, isn't it? It's kind of like a serious chat.
Well, I've got this. It's called The Cannabis Question. It's on Wednesday night, 8:30 on 3. And it's a panel show. We've got Helen Clark, for instance, on it. We've got Paula Bennett on the other side.
Okay, cool.
We've got the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor, Juliette Gerrard, who's done a big report. She comes on. And we kind of shuffle people off both sides in and out. A couple of ex-cops, a school headmaster.
Bit for everyone,
in and out. Sort of debating, but sort of having a conversation. And in between it, we've got, you know, what we call tape pieces, which are stories that we've gone out and got, you know, like a guy from Auckland University here who got addicted. We've got a Māori woman who got arrested and, you know, fucked up her life. She's now a social worker and turned it around. Mm-hmm. Drug driving, we've got an example of that.
Okay.
Parents who are concerned. So
snapshots of what's going
on. We tried to have a 1 hour long, you know, sounds, you know, I just can't believe I'm about to fucking say this, but, you know, we're trying to have a 1 hour long conversation.
Well, we appreciate it.
Is it hard to remain an impartial journalist when you know, when the facts are staring
right
in the face?
No, that's a good question, Johnny. And, you know, it is hard for me because I've been a journalist, you know, since I left uni, and that's all I've ever done. And I really like being impartial. You know, when I was down in Parliament, I never used to vote, and I'm really mercenary about the way that I operate and stuff like that. But it has been really, really hard for me doing, you know, as much stuff as I did and have done on weed. And, you know, to be honest, I'm probably not going to do any more after this show tomorrow night.
Mm.
And, you know, it has been hard for me as I've learned along the way. And the thing that really changed it for me amongst all of the facts, you know, of all the things, the more I looked at the stats and heard the stories of what is happening to Māori actually changed me. If there was one thing, you know, that I was, that, you know, that stood out. It's just like how just fucked up that is. Yeah. Like, you know, I've spent years...
You can't avoid it if you look into it.
Yeah, yeah, if you, yeah. You know, I've spent years looking into political arguments and seeing people throw numbers from either side and different views and shit like that. This one is crystal clear on the facts.
Yeah.
It is racism, and if we did legalise in New Zealand... It would be a game changer for Māori in terms of just keeping them out of the legal system in one big way. Like, it would be a massive, massive step change to actually taking that institutional racism which is in the system. Mm-hmm. So to me, you know, to answer your question, it is hard, bro, when you start to learn so much,
I feel like you're advocating for change with us.
Somebody was asking.
Why wouldn't you advocate for change openly on one of the major networks? Would that affect the credibility of your...
Yeah, I think one thing that I have, you know, one thing where I do... great question, you know. I think one thing that people have picked up from my three docos is actually you stayed in the middle, bro. And, you know, I get a lot of feedback when I'm out with people and they're like, you gave weed a fair go, you know, and people love that, you know, like, and especially on the medical side, I came down pretty heavy that thing just needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And actually, it still hasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, we still won't have medical weed, New Zealand-grown medical weed, till June next year.
We need to normalise
What a fucking joke. So we'll come to that in a minute. But yeah, you're right, you know, and people do look to me to be independent, you know, like I had to do the leaders' debate the other night, all this kind of thing. But I do advocate... not quite for change, but I do advocate for people to understand the change argument, because I do see that people don't understand the change argument. So I'm quite happy to argue for that as a devil's advocate.
It's a real conundrum, because we have to talk about something that's illegal with people that we're trying to change their mind. So
the Prime Minister's
really
done it.
You know?
The Prime Minister has done weed. You know, she admitted it the other night. Yeah. Finally, you know, so you know, the Helen Clark has done weed. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what's going on? You know, why can't we have a sort of serious discussion about this? And, you know, the things that do frustrate me, and I do get frustrated with the no argument, is, so, you know, if we do vote no, and maybe it's going to go that way, and we wake up on October the 18th, or, you know, it's going to be a couple of weeks later when the weed vote comes out. So what's the plan?
Yeah.
What's the plan? Okay, you know, we're going to give the cops another $1 billion and get them go out and bust everyone? You know, there's no plan.
Chloe said $200 million a year.
Yeah,
spend on
cannabis. And that's a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of...
Repeating mistakes that have already been made by other governments,
it's not working.
Other countries.
I think it's clear to see that it's not working. Why wouldn't we give something else a go? Mm. Why wouldn't we have another model that we just have another crack at?
But $200 million a year, if it's no, then that should go up to $2 billion a year and try and stamp it out, which would be even worse.
I was but that, that's you'd the... fuck up that Einstein quote again.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, so I look at things like that, and then, you know, you just, you know, so... Yeah, I don't advocate for change, but I do advocate for the change argument sometimes, because I think in the mainstream media, which I work in, that argument does not get a fair go. That's simple. You know, I'm probably the only guy that kind of even gives it a crack.
It's not too late to educate yourself. Get in there and have a look, and you'll see what we're all seeing.
You know? Yeah, but your point before, which is, you know, normalising it, that hasn't happened here.
Nah.
But so because we haven't got medical in, like, medical is technically legal, but we haven't got products on the shelves. You're not going to your doctor. Your doctor's not recommending
doctors
it to
aren't
you.
Reaching for it.
You know what I mean? You know, but when that starts happening, which will be next year and then the year after and the year after, then it will become normalised.
Yeah.
You watch. This will come back in some way. Weed will be legal in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It might not be this year. It might not be next year. It might not be 3 years.
There might
time.
Be a lot of people cruising around with bad backs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We might go into that phase.
Yeah,
of, you know, the cops spending $5 million a year on it, and people walking around with bad backs.
Yeah.
And but mark my words, we will get there.
The trajectory is obvious. And
yeah.
What side of history do people want to be on?
Really? Hopefully, us three are alive.
That's a different bill.
That's right. if weed was legal, you wouldn't need the euthanasia bill as much, mate. You know, that's simple as well.
Can't believe I just made a death joke. That was great. All right. John's rubbing his eyes. That's not a good sign. Okay.
All right. So tomorrow night, 7:30.
8:30. What is this? The marijuana hour or something? Yeah. Thursday. Yeah. Anyway, it's coming right up.
Betty's doing some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Now Wednesday, 8:30, bro. It'll be good.
The Can't cannabis buy. Question, panel discussion.
Yeah, panel discussion.
Tune in for some.
Yeah, Auntie Helen, probably don't want to call her Auntie Paula on here, Paula Bennett.
Has she swung around? Can she say that she's pro now, that she's out of the National Party?
No, she's harder than ever, no. Yeah.
Usually once they break free from the shackles, they can say what they want.
No, I think some people, you know, she's got her view. And, she smoked a bit of weed back in the day, she was saying. And she's anti as well.
That's not a great advertisement, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, Patty, hey, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate you taking the time to come up and keep up with the strong mahi. And
thanks for being here. Like, real honour, I mean it. Right yeah, on, yeah.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a